Welcome, future debt-free millionaires. Hey, Zach Edwards here for another debt-free millionaire podcast and personal finance course. Today, we're going to be talking about real estate like we did yesterday. But yesterday, we were talking about the different types of investments you can do. Today, we're going to be talking about what? We're going to be talking about the market. This is so important. This is so important to understand and to get to, under your belt, the understanding of what the market means. So what is real estate? Real estate is, again, selling property to someone else. So it's actually a transaction. If you want to learn more about it, go to our book, our personal finance course. In that last lesson, you'll actually see a huge amount of information. And today I'm not going to be talking about everything about the market. Go online and see the general information. Right now, today, we're going to be talking about the market as it is today, not as much as it is before. So look over the last 10 years. Actually, you can go back. I think it was day five, we did a bonus episode on the market. And this was everything from jobs to real estate. So get to know what it is that real estate is. In our book, week seven, day five actually talks about the cards, the real estate card part of our video game that we're creating and how it actually works out. A lot of this works together, but I wanted to make sure that you knew what was in the market. So I'm not going to be talking as much about the book and what's in the book as I'm going to be talking about the market, because real estate is huge if you want to become a millionaire. And also, if you want to get out of debt, it also can help you that way, which is funny. It's actually like against what most people would say, real estate will get you into debt. No, the way we teach it, it gets you out of debt. So there is a lot of things you can learn from real estate besides just getting out a mortgage and buying a house. We're going to walk you through all those different steps. So first off, the first thing you want to see is this. You want to see a house that's for sale. The reason why you want to see a house for sale is because you want to buy a house that is for sale. You can actually find houses that are not for sale, but that are distressed. You can see it from the outside. You can ask the people and they might want to sell it to you. They might not. But if there's a for sale sign, it means they want to sell. So you want to find these for sale signs. A lot of times you can actually talk to a real estate agent and have them find it for you. That's a great way of doing it, especially if you're an investor. Find a real estate agent that has experience working with investors and ask them to find you the right deal. Okay, so I'm going to go through a few stats of what's going on in this market, and we're going to call it good after that, and I'll let you go through the book and what it has for you. The reason why we're doing that is because this is all pre-recorded, the yesterday's and today's, because right now I'm at a convention over in Tennessee. And we're doing a convention for Historical Conquest and Zogos Gaming. And so, and also Debt Free Millionaire, all part of it. And so last time I tried to do it in my hotel rooms, but I ran out of time. I didn't have the internet to connect. I had all these issues come up. So pre-recording just seems like the best thing to do. And funny enough, I am so far out of time because it's almost 1:30. I've got a 3 o'clock, actually as a real estate agent, I'm going to go show houses to a nice couple. I do most of my own real estate, but if I know the family, I'll help them out. So this is someone I know. I'm actually helping them out finding a house. And so that happens at 3 o'clock. So I have an hour and a half between now and then to pack for my convention and also get all the listings appointments set. So we're going to try to push this all together, get this all going and get you a great show. So let's go through the market and what's happening right now. Okay, I need to zoom up in this one. This is actually a small image, but I want to show you. This is very important. Share of home listings affordable on medium income. Okay, so the affordability rate. This is someone that's coming in as a medium income, but also first-time buyers. This is basically what it's talking about. First-time buyers, 50% of the houses on the market used to be something that a first-time buyer or a second-time buyer could buy. And slowly that went down and then it came back up. And around 2000, around the time of COVID, it was 45% because the market was still great. Inflation was still low. Everything was looking good in the economy. And then 2001 happened. And what happened? It dropped down to 39%. Well, it's not that bad. I mean, in 2018, it was 37%. Then it dropped to 21, and now it is at 16. And actually, it's dropped lower now because basically what's happening is inflation went up. Means interest rates went up as well. When interest rates, well, and it's not just because of inflation. Interest rates went up because of a poor economy. And because interest rates went up, nobody wants to sell their first-time home that has like a 3% mortgage, sell it, and then move into a house that has a 7% mortgage. They don't want to do that. So the houses that are used that would be for first-time buyers or medium-income houses are no longer on the market because people are too afraid to sell those houses to move up to another house because that house's mortgage is going to be twice as much. So this is what's happened over the last few years. These are the percentages of houses that are on the market that were set for first-time buyers or medium-income buyers. It went from 50% to now down to 16%. And even lower because of this year. The numbers actually haven't come out yet because, again, we're in the middle of the year. But as a real estate agent, you can see this. There's hardly any houses out there to buy. This couple is a first-time buyer, and they don't have much money to put into it. Actually, their amount of money is very low compared to what the houses are selling for right now. It wasn't very low a few years ago. And so we're going to find them the best house possible, even if it's a distressed house, which I'm hoping they're going to buy, and have them fix it up. And I can give them all the details they need to be able to fix it up. And luckily, the man of the relationship, not husband, so the partner, male partner, he is actually, his family has the history of working on houses, remodeling houses. So hopefully we can find them the best house for their money and get them some sweat equity into the house. So this is actually my market. This is the greater Kansas City area market. As you can see, this is March 2024. So this is brand new or fairly new. And we are looking at home prices. Average price went up. The average price in the Kansas City market is $341,000. When I moved here in 2017, it was about $200,000 was the average sales price. $200,000. My house I bought for $100,000. That same house is now worth about $250,000 to $300,000. This has doubled in price. Now, days on market. Houses used to stay on the market for about 10 days, 20 days. Now, it says 50 days on market. That's because people are pricing too high because the price has gone too high and people don't want to spend that. But because there's so little houses on the market, it brings the price has to come down. Here's an interesting thing. The average price of the house is, again, $341,000. That's not medium income. That's higher income. That's low, high income. And because it's low, high income, all the beginner buyers that want to buy, which would bring like any house that goes on that's a beginner home, beginner level home in the 200,000s or a little bit less, are snatched up in days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. It's so hard to pick up a house because those houses are so much in want because people want to buy houses. Even at 7%, they're willing to buy a house at 7% interest rate just to have a house. Most of them are renting now because they've given up. A month's supply is 1.8. There should actually be multiple months of supply. There should be plenty of supply, but there's no houses on the market. Very little. Here's the two numbers that you need to see right here. This has gone down negative 0.6 percentage of original price received. So the price of the houses, even though it's might be priced at 341,000, they're only getting 98%. So this means that it is it's the right mix between a seller's and a buyer's market. That means there's no dealing. There's no negotiations happening in these houses. If it's lower than 100%, then it's a seller's market, or sorry, a buyer's market, because the buyer can negotiate lower prices. If it's above 100%, then it's a seller's market, as in they're getting more for their house than they're doing. So when we go in as real estate agents, we can see that number. If they want 100,000, I'll offer them 98,000. And I'll probably get it too. But at the same time, it's $98,000 compared to $341,000. So if we increased it, I might not get it at the lower end, but I'll definitely get it at the higher end, giving them 98% of the asking price of $340,000. This lower end house, if it's $100,000, I'm going to offer them a little bit more. Closing sales, there you go. This is down. Closing sales is down from last year by 0.5%. That's actually extreme. That's high. So that means there is, what, 100, just under 200 houses less closed deals this year. Pending sales are up. Great. Great, because that means mean that some people are having more houses in there. Inventory is down. So there's less houses on the market. This is, again, my market. This one's St. Louis, so it's right across the state from me. Look at their prices. Okay, so past 12 months, home sales. Past 12 months, home sales. And then in 2001, it tanked. That's the home sales. Average price per foot, up and up and up it goes. And it's still going up. The more it goes up, the less we're going to be selling. Because there's you don't see builders building starter homes anymore. You should, but you don't. They're hopefully going to be transitioning that way, but you don't. The medium price of the house is still going up. It means those that have less money to put in towards a house can't afford a house. Here's one to know. Okay, so if you're looking for a market to build in or buy in, home builders. Okay, California, just so you know, there is a race for people to get out of California because of its laws, because of its taxes, because of its regulations. Those are the three things. Laws, something that the legislation has created, regulations, whatever the departments inside the state make, and also the taxes, which all of them controlled by the government. Because of that, they had people racing to get out of California. Now it's slowly starting to incline, but it used to be the highest. Florida used to be in the middle and went up and up and then went back down and it's going back up again. So what about Texas? Texas used to be the lowest one. I mean, it's hot there. And then it came down to again, these are all 2008 and it started to increase. California, it stayed pretty steady. That's pretty steady. Texas and Florida are skyrocketing. They are taking off because people are running from California to Florida and Texas. And not just those states. They're here in Kansas City as well, but they're all over the place. Another thing to look at. So let's go into commercial real estate, and I'll end this around here. Commercial real estate is so important to understand because you want to see what the market is. Okay, direct sublease. Okay, vacancies in the market. Slow or small vacancies. Now this is direct and this is sublease. So these are people that own the building and directly lease it out. And these are subleases, people that own the lease and are subleasing it to someone else. Look at this. These are all people that are subleasing. You're going up and up and up. But look at this. This is the vacancies. Those that are subleasing, their vacancies are huge, so much more than ever. The vacancies for those that lease directly since 2020 skyrocketed. And why is that? Again, you need to know your market before you buy anything, commercial or residential. You need to know what's happening. 2020, what happened? COVID happened. Okay, COVID happened. Great. So did that do anything to it? No, maybe a little bit. What happened during COVID? People became remote workers. As soon as they became remote workers, they never wanted to return to the office. If people don't return to the office, offices aren't needed. All of a sudden, offices aren't needed. They get out of their contracts. Offices aren't needed. These landlords, these owners of these properties go under because they can't afford the mortgage on the building. So there was a building in, I think it was New York, that went for like $200 million a few years ago. It sold for $2 million. $200 to $2 million. Yikes. Now, there's a little bit more to it. I'm not going to go into the whole story, but that's a huge difference. This is just San Francisco. This is Silicon Valley area. This is what is happening in Silicon Valley area. But this is also what's showing everywhere else in the country. If they can't pay their loans, they will default. If they default, the bank has to take those properties over and try to sell them. They will sell them to the lowest amount that they can in order to get their money back, and can, according to the market, if the banks can't make their money back, they lose money. If they lose money, the banks go under. This year, actually this week, we had the first bank get bailed out by the U.S. government for this year. Last year, there was about a dozen of them. This year, the first one happened. The first one. There will be at least another 10 to 20 going out. The worse this gets, the worse it will get for them as well. And as you can see here, I'm guessing that less people are subleasing and people are going to have to directly sell. So this is the vacancies of the sublease as well. So people are getting out of their leases and not subleasing. And all of a sudden, there's more vacancies in direct sales. This is bad for commercial. Residential should come back. So this is because of the last 4 years, or the last 3 years. Last 3 years, ever since COVID, inflation happened. That's not because of COVID. That's because of administration. People working remote, that's completely COVID. People got the freedom and they wanted more. There are some articles as part of this podcast. Look at the bottom of the podcast comments. And also on our YouTube, you need to read these. These give you a little bit more information on the graphs I showed you. And they're also the sources of these graphs. So thank you for joining me on this Debt-Free Millionaire podcast. And we will catch you next week when I will be back at in this desk. So stay tuned for more information about finances as we make you a debt-free millionaire. Thanks again. Talk to you soon. Bye.